Welcome to Voice of Possibility with Reverend Jonathan Kwabla Africa Harley of ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansuman, Accra, Ghana. This message of faith is life-transforming, anointed to help you discover your right positioning and mission in God's kingdom. It will help you break from past negative perceptions and empower you to lead an overcoming life. Now, receive Reverend Afrique.
May I ask that you sit up and look up as I bring you redemption story. Themes of restoration. Today, I'm still preaching on the theme of restoration. And today, we'll look at the story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. The story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus in John chapter 11. Turn your Bibles, therefore, to John chapter 11. John chapter 11, Jesus had a friend, or some friends. They are siblings, three of them. Martha being the older. Mary is not the older person, Martha. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, their brother. But it appears Mary was spectacular because he had earlier on poured an expensive perfume on Jesus' feet and wiped the feet with her hair. John chapter 11, he had earlier done that. She had earlier done that. Amen. And so, at this time, John chapter 11, look up now. At this time, chapter 11, Lazarus was sick. And so they sent for Jesus to come. They invited Jesus to come. They told Jesus that your friend, the one you love, is sick. When Jesus heard it, he passed a judgment. He passed a decision. He said, this sickness will not kill him. Listen to it carefully. He said, this sickness is not unto death. Verse 4 of John 11. This sickness is not unto death. It will not kill him. This sickness is not fatal. But that the glory of God might be seen. And that the Son of God might be glorified by this sickness of Lazarus. That is how Jesus took it. Look at me. Would you allow Jesus to have a say in your matter? Somebody was sick. And you are saying that this sickness, I have adopted the sickness. Jesus said, I have taken it. What for? That the glory of God might be seen through me, Jesus Christ. It will not kill him. When Jesus was making that decision, it was not known to them. Listen to me. It was not known to them. Who knows? And do you know God is making so many beautiful plans about you that you are not aware of? They didn't know. Then the scripture says, Jesus, instead of going, stay 2 more days. 2 more days where he was staying, he decided intentionally, I'm not going now. Intentionally. Jesus delayed. And this one too was not known to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. He didn't know it. Yet, the divine, the Son of God, because of his glory to manifest, decided that for this one, I am going to cause divine delay. See after me, divine delay. It was orchestrated divinely to give glory eventually to God our Father. I pray something you should take home today is that for everything, especially the nasty bad things, let Jesus adopt it. Let Jesus take it. as his project. Amen. Allow Jesus to take that matter as his project. Hand over that issue to the Lord Jesus and let him be glorified by that issue. Would you allow it? Or you'll be fighting? It's easy to say yes, please. We always fight it. The reason is that we don't know what is happening behind the scene. But now you know that all things, good or bad, work together for the good of those who love God, those who are the called according to God's purpose. Not according to their purpose. In God's purpose, you find your purpose. I said, in God's purpose, you find your purpose. And if you will surrender to the purpose of God, your own purpose shall be fulfilled. Amen. Then he told his disciples, let us go to Judea. My friend Lazarus is asleep. Before Jesus set out to go, the man had died. The man had died. Lazarus had died. Jesus delayed too much. So you are seeing two views, two spectacles from the end of the family of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and from the point of view of Jesus or God. To them, their friend Jesus had delayed. And because of his delay, our brother is dead. Amen. Please, in this preaching, I'd like you to know that when God says it, the only person that can reverse it is God. Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death, yet the man died. Amen. Who is it that says a thing? And that thing comes to pass if God has not ordered it. Amen. So Lazarus eventually died. Then Jesus went to town. And all this thing was behind the scene. Nobody knew of it. He had taken a decision over their head and they didn't know of it. So when he got there, three statements demonstrated the expectation of the family. Mary, Martha, and the mourners, the people who had come to mourn with them. Each of these parties made a statement, and in that statement, we find their thinking, their expectation. Verse 21. So Jesus got there, and Martha said, Master, if you had come a bit earlier, my brother would not have died. Amen. Martha said, Master, you should have come earlier. My brother is already dead. If you had come earlier, he wouldn't have died. Too late. Then he says, but I know. Martha. He said, but I know. Listen to the language. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it to you. The woman was saying something. You came a bit too late. But I know, whatever you ask God, he will do it. That's positive. Then Jesus says, your brother shall rise again. So, what she said earlier, that if Jesus asked anything, it could be done, she was not thinking of resurrection. She was just saying something. Like we all do. By all means, you must say something. But you don't mean it. Amen. So Jesus told Martha, your brother shall rise again. Your brother shall rise again. And Martha deferred the resurrection. He said, no, this restoration, this recovery, I think the way it is, let's do it another time. Let's do it next 3 years. Let's do it at the last day. And Jesus made a statement, verse 25. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you can believe,
Verse 25, I'm quoting. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believes in me and dies, he shall come back to life. Again, whosoever believes in me and is still alive shall never die. Do you believe? Martha said, I believe. What is Jesus saying here? Please, on our way to recovery, on our way to restoration, get to understand this. Over here, God, our God, is presented as the prevention and the cure. The prevention and the cure. The prevention and the cure. Even though we have said prevention is better than cure, regardless, Jesus says, I am the one who prevents bad things from happening. I'm also the one who, when those bad things are allowed by me, I come and I cure it. Which one is your own? So whether prevention is better than cure or not, I am both. Yes, I don't even need to come to this town for your brother not to have died. I could just have spoken my word. But behind the scene, we know that Jesus allowed it. Let him die. Am I not the resurrection? I can bring back to life. I can bring back to life.
Voice of Possibility will be back soon. We hope you are being blessed by this message. For counseling or further inquiries, there are ministers of God just waiting to hear from you. Call after this broadcast on the following hotlines: 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Welcome back to Voice of Possibility.
In the spirit of restoration, prevention doesn't add anything. But restoration makes it better, makes it bigger, it makes it greater. Amen. When they sent for Jesus to come, it was to come and heal their brother. That's all. Prevention is better than cure. Amen. The man had died. So, the expectation had died. The expectation died with the dead. What, my question is this, what was fueling that expectation of healing and not resurrection? What was it? What was it? Then they went to the graveside. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha said, oh, sir, by now, he's thinking, hey, up till that point, they were still not getting the thing. Why? All their life up till that time, they had seen Jesus heal the sick. They had never seen Jesus raise the dead. They had never. So their expectation was based on what they had seen Jesus do, what they had seen God do before. Don't we say, if he has done it before, he will do it again? It's popular. It is called precedent. And I taught it here. The decision in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 9 says, there is nothing new under the sun. What has been done shall be done again. What has been done shall be done again. Nothing new under the sun. That's where we stopped. So, hear me. Their experiences. Please take note of experience. Today I'll be telling you, experience is not the best teacher. On your way to recovery, if you want to recover anything at all, let me tell you, don't trust your experience. At best, your experience is a frozen teacher. Many of us cannot venture into the future because of experience. And experience is always in the past. So our experiences, negative experiences, freezes us. We are frozen by experiences. And we say it is the best teacher. And I'm telling you that at best, it is a frozen teacher. It teaches you to freeze. That was what was happening to Mary, Martha, and the public. They had experienced Jesus as a healer, but never seen him as one who can bring back from the dead. And so all their expectation was based on that. And once that experience was frozen, the expectation is frozen. They couldn't think beyond their experience. This is the message. They could not expect beyond their experience. That thinking, that experience that has become a mindset, can deny you of greater possibilities ahead. The question is this: is God only the God or precedent of the past? By their thinking, usually our thinking, we bring God to our size instead of us aspiring to God's size. So your experience is now canceling the possibilities of God. Yet there's provision for recovery. There's provision for restoration. And that provision is better, bigger, and greater. Amen. What is God saying about the story of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary to us? It's a story of restoration. A coming back to life of one who was lost. Three things you should note. Your experience, your expectations, and the future possibilities. Take note of that. You get your expectation from a past promise. And if something happens to that promise in a bad manner, it becomes an experience. Freezing the expectation. Get to know of this. And if that happens, no matter the largeness of God, no matter the mightiness of God, in fact, no matter your great potential, you are frozen. You are frozen. And many Africans are frozen. Not only because of our personal experiences, but because of our inherited experiences. So what are the lessons with the story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, where Lazarus' life was restored? A moment ago, it was that bad. It appeared irrecoverable. Yet the master showed up. Please, 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 don't give up on Jesus. You know they gave up, Mary especially, gave up on Jesus. Raise your right hand gently, say, I won't give up on Jesus. Never. In the story of Lazarus, number one, we see experience against possibilities. What can happen? I have said it already. Number three, experience is not the best teacher. Experience is not the best teacher. At best, it is a frozen teacher. So the elderly ones will try to advise the young ones. Be careful. Be careful. So they advise you. And then it freezes you. And that's the teacher they are talking about. Amen. Take adventure. I said, take adventure. Take some adventure. Amen. All right, so I said experience, whether good or bad, whether good or bad, whether good or bad, whether success or failure can freeze progress. I pray for you a possibilitarian mentality. Even if you are down, say unto yourself, I shall rise. I shall make it. Amen. And what is God saying in this whole story? Number one, when God decides. When God decides. Only God can decide against it. He said, this sickness is not unto death. Then he said, Lazarus is dead. Both happened. So the two decisions were from God. He will not die. He has died. But I am both the one who stops from dying and the one who brings back from death. So take note of that and let it be a permanent understanding that if God decides on a matter, it is only He who can decide against it. Take Lamentation 3:37 and Isaiah 46, verse 10 and 11 as the scripture. No one can challenge God. In this journey of recovery, no one can oppose God's decision about you. Amen. And number three, get to know that God orchestrates divine delays for His own glory. God orchestrates divine delays for His own glory. Number four, allow God to adopt your situation. Allow God to adapt or to take over that bad situation. Jesus took over the situation. He said, this one is not unto death, but the glory of God must manifest, and that the Son of God must be seen. Therefore, that statement, that whole process is God or Jesus taking over the situation without their knowledge. Therefore, when it happens to you, let God adopt the situation. Is somebody getting it? Don't fight with God. Go through the process with God. Ask questions. God will give you answers, even though you may not like some of the answers. Amen. And lastly, believe God for a comeback. Believe God for a comeback. Believe God for a restoration. Believe God for possibilities. It is written, you can get it back. And the minimum is bigger, better, and greater. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah.
Now, you have been charged to go and discharge. For counseling, fellowship, all further inquiries, there are ministers of God just waiting to hear from you. Call now on the following hotlines: 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Beloved, you have been listening to Voice of Possibility with Reverend Jonathan Kwabla Afrik Ahali of ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansoman, Accra, Ghana. Faith comes by hearing and hearing again. We encourage you to get the full edition of this message and other series by Reverend Afrik from ICGC Possibility Worship Temple, Dansoman, near the Dansoman Kipit Park. We welcome you to our following services. Sunday service at 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. for the first service, and 10 a.m. to 12 noon for the second service. Our Wednesday services are from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. For further information, contact us on 0249-039193 or 0274-810065. Possibility, a city set on a hill, your church in Dansoman, where God makes every worshiper a possibility. God richly bless you.